from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce. Topping our report this hour, today is day one of New Jersey's annual Black Bear Hunt.
A total of 11,000 black bear hunting permits were made available. The first few days are for licensed hunters with bow and arrows only. Thursday through Saturday, the hunt is for archery or muzzleloader rifles. Hunters may not target or kill any black bear weighing less than 75 pounds or any adult bear that's with a cub. The second round of the bear hunt is slated for December 9th through the 14th. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
And a health alert has been issued as state health officials confirm a Monmouth County resident has measles after returning from international travel. The person was at all 3 days of the longshoremen strike in Elizabeth. Anyone who has been exposed could develop symptoms through October. The CDC says that whooping cough cases have surged to record levels since 2014. Data shows four times as many cases this year compared to last. The statistics show 16,000 confirmed cases with two deaths, with the highest number in cases here in New Jersey, New York, PA, and the West Coast. The Ocean County Vocational Technical School in Toms River offers a two-year pre-nursing program for high school juniors and seniors to prepare them for a nursing career, says instructor Tony Ann Rivali. Year one of the program is spent doing both classroom skills and lab tasks.
We cover content such as medical terminology, anatomy and physiology, legal and ethical issues in healthcare. And students will go into our brand new state-of-the-art patient care lab and do some of the patient care skills.
Year two is the certified nursing assistant curriculum. Now the Guaranteed Service Business Report. Fisher-Price is recalling all 2.1 million of its Snugga swings due to suffocation risk. The company and the Consumer Product Safety Commission have issued a joint statement saying five babies died while sleeping in the swings between 2012 and 2022. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up about 201 points. Call Guaranteed Service today at 1-800-GUARANTEED or visit GuaranteedService.com and get your complete heating system tune-up for only $77 and stay cozy all winter long guaranteed. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to NJ1015.com and click on demand. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
There's been a couple of sprinkles moving through the northwest hills, but the colder air plunging in is the main story. We're going to have a gusty wind through the evening. The wind does calm down later on tonight. Mostly clear and colder. We'll have lows in the lower and middle 40s. And for tomorrow, partly sunny, brisk and chilly. Highs only in the upper 50s. A chilly night for tomorrow night. Mostly clear. We're down in the low 40s, but certainly some of the colder spots could dip into the 30s. And another chilly day on Wednesday. Sunshine mixing with some clouds and the breeze. Highs only in the mid-50s, then we'll see a little bit of a warming trend as we head through Thursday and Friday with a good deal of sunshine. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm meteorologist John Feerick.
Belvedere, 51 degrees, Old Bridge, 57, Burlington, 60. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by Carl's Fencing, Decking, and Home Improvements. This fall, make your home the sanctuary your family deserves at Carl's Fencing, Decking, and Home Improvements. They believe in surrounding your family by the best. Carl's is your one-stop shop for incredible service on all your outdoor home improvement needs. Visit buycarls.com. That's BYCARLS.com. Visit them today.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.